Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, that's the great thing. All the I hate Philly people are out. Mm-hmm. They're out and they're mad.
It's good.
Yeah, I love it.
It's good. Because they wouldn't be hating if we weren't relevant. And so Bryce Harper coming here puts us right back in their faces.
Yep.
They can't get rid of the Philadelphia faithful. Because Bryce Harper signing here makes this a marquee team, makes them on television, national television, an awful lot this year. There'll be a lot of Sunday night ESPN games, whatever it is, Phillies. They'll be doing.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, so you know, we're right back where we need to be.
Yep, Phillies are back, and now's the time for us to talk to you about it. 888-729-9494. A lot of you today, because this is what it's about. This is why you're a sports fan, Ike. We love to talk about the soap opera stuff and the drama stuff.
We dream of these moments.
Yeah.
I heard Angelo say it this morning, and I'm with him, because I felt the same way this morning. You still have to pinch yourself to realize, like, dude, Bryce Harper came here. not only Bryce Harper came here, Bryce Harper decided he is going to be a Philly the rest of his career. I mean, that's what he decided.
Yeah, the whole.
Think about that. That's what he decided. 13 years, no opt out, no trade clause. This dude just decided, I'm gonna be a Philly the rest of my career.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, everything. How many things did he say?
That's huge.
He hated Philadelphia. He thought, you know, he wanted to be a free agent again.
Yeah.
He wanted the opt so he could make more money. The only thing he cares about is money and the opt out. He hates us. Nope. All of it was wrong. Every last morsel of it was wrong. And
yeah.
It just goes to show you that during this whole process, there wasn't one person out there that really knew what was going on.
Well, I mean, listen, when you got months to talk about this, what do you think is going to happen? We're not going to repeat ourselves every day. So your emotions are going to go up and down as you get drips and drabs of news that leaks out. And so,
well, I'm kind of talking about the reporters that are trying to get a grasp over what it is. I mean, listen, we're all just really guessing with the best. Some people have more information than others.
Some information is put out there.
Yep.
It's not that people were making the stuff up. Stuff is just being put out there for a reason.
It's being made up to give to them so they'll put it out there. No, you're right. People weren't just making stuff up. Scott Boras was the one making stuff up.
If we were going to talk about it, I mean, until he signed with the team, what are you going to talk about?
Oh, yeah, no, him signing with the team.
Yeah, until he signs with the team, what are you going to talk about?
Well, looking back on it, it was fun because we got him.
What are you going to talk about?
All right, let's go to the calls. Luke in Doylestown. Luke, what do you got, brother?
Hey, guys, what's going on, man? I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited for John. I'm excited for Ike. I'm excited for the random fan walking past me right now. I don't even know the guy. I'm happy for him, though. You know, it's a good time in the city. But most importantly, I'm excited for the kids, man. I'm a dad of three. I got to tell my son we got Bryce, and just because he's 7 years old and just because he learned what an opt-out clause was like 2 days ago, my son immediately goes, oh, so he's going to be here for 3 years? I go, dude, he's going to be here when you're 20. When you're 20 years old, he's going to be wrapping up his career. And maybe he'll hang around. Who knows? But he looks at me, and he goes, we got him. And then he goes, what number is he going to wear? I go, man, I don't know. He wears 34, but that was Doc's number, so maybe he won't. You know, maybe he'll pick a different number. And I'm thinking, I didn't know if I was 7 or he was 38. We were just sports fans, man. We were talking, and it made me realize that these kids in this area right now have the sports heroes of each league on their team, and that is huge. I mean, they're heroes to these guys. Joel Embiid is a downright superhero to my son, you know?
Yeah.
And it's across all teams. We're not a big hockey family, right? So that doesn't exactly resonate with us. But for the most part, every other sport the heroes of the league are on the Philly teams, and it's huge for the kids. They're going to grow up in a way we've never done.
Think about that, Luke, and appreciate the call, brother. He's right. John, it's one thing to have to be blessed with young talent on your team because that means your future is bright, right? Or you got the potential for your future to be bright. We have something rare in this town where when you look at the three leagues, and no disrespect to the NHL, but I don't want to speak what I don't know.
Right.
So if you want to tell me Carter Hart is the future face of hockey, okay. But he's a goalie. He's not a goal scorer. So I'll look at the other three leagues. Say what you will about Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is in that rare group of young quarterbacks that the NFL is looking to push their league as they move into the next decade. As Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers and Eli Manning and that era and Aaron Rodgers and that era of quarterback goes away, this next era of quarterback that has to push this league, Carson Wentz is one of those faces.
Yep.
With the Pat Mahomes, the Baker Mayfields, those guys, he's one of them. Bryce Harper, we know is if not the face of baseball, certainly one of the top two or three faces in baseball.
He's the face.
And then Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons are the future of the NBA.
Well, no, you're right. Joel Embiid is a huge, huge star. He's a huge star. Ben Simmons.
They're going to be selling the league with these guys.
So one thing he said during that call, which was,
to have that.
Well, we're not really a hockey family. So another, like, we had kind of say the same thing. Like, yeah, we love the Flyers. We root for them. But Flyers need to take note of that. Because as much as Ben wants to say Claude Giroux is this star, and Claude Giroux is an all-star player for sure, but Eric Lindros changed that for me that wasn't a natural hockey guy.
Right.
My parents weren't. We were big baseball fans. That's why as a kid I'm a big baseball fan. They weren't hockey fans. So for me, I didn't gravitate naturally to it because my parents weren't watching it growing up, right?
But Lindros was such a big figure.
Dude.
You're like,
the Flyers not only were relevant, they were competing for the top spot in the city. The Phillies weren't.
And, John, that's the best part about it. That's what I love about this is that I know when I grew up, baseball was not great in Philly. It was a rough time, and it took me a long time to really deeply love the sport. And I know people were worried not just about baseball dying on a national scale, but it's starting to die in Philly, that there wasn't that kind of buzz in South Philly. And now it's going to change everything. Like, that we're going to have kids growing up that are going to be alive in 2040, 2050 in Philadelphia that love baseball. Yeah. And if it wasn't for Bryce Harper, if it wasn't for the moves they made this offseason, I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah, no, he's right. I did the same thing with my teenage son. I got home. Like, dude, we got him.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, yeah, I know. I forgot he has a phone already. So, yeah, he gets.
Yeah. He probably knew before Ben did.
Exactly, yeah. So, but, yeah, I mean, it's a good time, man. It's a good time to be a sports fan in this city. It's a great time.
We earned it. We went through some lean years there. All right, so who bought tickets today? Zachary's in the Army. Zachary, what's up, brother?
Hey, how's it going, boss?
What's up, Zachary? Thanks for your service, brother.
Hey, thank you. First time caller, man. Love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
So, being in the Army is a weird experience, right, because I get to go to all these great sports towns and kind of tour what they've got to offer. So I moved here June of last year. And I'm from Chicago, so I'm a huge White Sox fan. So I tell my fiance, let's go to a Phillies game. And you can get on these apps. You know, I paid $6 to watch the Phillies play the Nationals. Nobody in the stands. So I'm telling her last week, I'm like, we got to get tickets. The Phillies are about to sign the best baseball player that's available right now. We got to get tickets. And she's like, nah. So finally, you guys sign them. I'm the happiest I've ever been. I love baseball in general, but going to watch Bryce Harper play in Philadelphia, you guys are an amazing sports town. Coming from an outside observer, this is the best sports town, I think, in America, in my opinion.
Wow.
So I got a six-pack of tickets. So I got them to watch the White Sox, you know, being a Chicago guy. I got them to watch the Rockies because my fiance's from Colorado. And then I got the opener to watch Big Man retire. And then I think I got them watching the Padres. But, yeah, man, I'm excited. And that's coming from from a Cowboys fan, a White Sox fan, so I'm kind of all over the place, but I'm excited to see.
Well, Zach, listen, man, make sure you're tuning in because it's going to be a big year here on the Marks and Reese Show and on 94 WIP, leading into the game, broadcasting a lot of the games, the home games down there.
Oh yeah,
leading into Joe G.
Oh, the park is going to be jumping!
Oh my God,
park is going to be jumping!
Hey, coming up in a few minutes, some of the details.
I can only imagine the eye candy that's going to be rolling through CBP. See, I'm a dirty old man. I can have my sunglasses on.
I don't have any comment on what you're saying, Ike. My wife's trying to neuter me on the air, just so you know. She started a new job, and she's like, can you please not discuss our personal business on the air? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, because these people...
They're listening.
Yeah, they'll be listeners, and then they're looking. I'm like... Is that going to work? Am I going to be neutered, Ike?
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, Liz. I won't take him down that road. See, my wife went to Vegas today, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, cause I was wondering, it's like, well, she's probably still in school.
Right, no, she...
So she's not listening?
No.
Yeah, well, believe me, I'm not being neutered, Ike. I refuse. Let's go to Wade in Voorhees. Hi, Wade. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. You know, I had to buy tickets. My son's birthday was a week ago, and I told him we'd go see a show. I just didn't realize it was going to be some high school night on April 5th to go see Bryce Harper. So that worked out pretty good. By the way, he didn't know. He's sitting here next to me. I just picked him up from high school. And he didn't know, so he's finding out we're going to the game right now.
Awesome. That's great, Wade. Well, we appreciate it, man. It's I got a 19-month-old and 3-year-old, right? And last night, for the first time, I actually thought, because I'm not trying to take them to the game when they're – I've been in the stands where there's like a 2-month-old next to me, and they wanted to take them to the first game.
Right.
I ain't about that.
Right.
All right? I want to be able to enjoy myself rather than suffer there with a kid.
Right.
So I'm thinking this year, if the timing's right – We'll do the first baseball game because Gianna, my older daughter, hasn't been to a game, so I think she'll appreciate it. Okay. She's at the age where she'll be excited about it. You see the Philly fanatic and all that stuff.
Right.
So I think I'm going to do it this year.
Yeah. Well, it's a good year to come back.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
Sean in Virginia. Sean, what's up, brother?
The sundresses are going to be out in Citizens Bank Park. It's going to be full. I can't wait. I'm driving up to Philly. I want to drive up right now, but they ain't got a game. Oh, my goodness. I bought my tickets yesterday. As soon as I heard Ben yell in the air, I went to StubHub and bought like 4 sets of tickets for the Nats game on April the 2nd here in Washington. And I'm going to paint that stadium with pinstripes, and I'm going to yell and scream for Bryce while they're booing him, and I'm going to say he's the best Philly of all time, and I'm going to be the biggest heel they've ever seen down in Nats Park. I cannot wait.
Wow, so you hopped right on the website yesterday and got tickets?
Oh, my goodness. And on StubHub, the prices tripled within 5 minutes.
I bet.
For tickets to that game. So I was like, I need to hurry up and get them now. And by the time the game sells out, because all these fans are going to want to boom and stuff, and I know all the Philly fans are going to want to come down, I said, I might have a nice little investment here. And if I know you're from Philly, I'm more than willing to work a deal with you.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Well, Sean, and somebody said it yesterday that it will. You remember, I don't know how long you've been down in Virginia, but you remember when the Phillies were good, they literally stopped selling tickets, or they tried to stop selling tickets to Phillies to Phillies fans, to fans who had local zip codes.
But
I wonder if they're going to try that again.
It's impossible to do that. I used to live like a mile away from the stadium. I used to go to all the games when the Phillies came by because, you know, it was really easy to get them, and there was no way you could keep Philly fans out of there. You can definitely tell as it went along and the Nats got better. They kept more, it was more and more Nats, so-called Nats fans there than Philly fans.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember going there back in, like, 2012. Man, there was nothing but Philly fans in that stadium, and I can't wait for that to happen again.
All right, Sean. Appreciate it, man. Marks and Reese's Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, make it remarkable at Marks Jewelers on Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online, marks-jewelers.com. So Ben put up 2. I'll do this one. Which Philly team is closest to winning a championship? Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, or Flyers? 45% say Eagles right now.
Yeah, that's about right.
Well, I mean, let's see. I'm going to sell the Phillies today, and here's why. I think the Eagles, when they win another Super Bowl, it's going to be after they reboot a little bit and some of the older players are gone. They need a good draft this year. Howie needs to draft. You need contributors from a draft that aren't making a lot of money that are turning into Pro Bowl players or Pro Bowl players. You're not buying via free agency.
Yeah,
so.
But this thing accelerates, man. The moment they sign a Le'Veon Bell or trade for an Antonio Brown, this thing changes.
Yeah, and Le'Veon's doing his best to flirt with the city of Philadelphia, and Bryce Harper's involved now.
Bryce Harper, here's what he and his Instagram message to Le'Veon Bell. Hey, come join. Let's take the city by storm. Bring as many titles as we can to the greatest city in the world. Brotherly love. Secure the bag. That's Bryce Harper to Le'Veon Bell.
Could you imagine?
That's Bryce Harper. Hasn't even stepped foot in the city yet. That's Bryce Harper recruiting Le'Veon Bell, because Le'Veon Bell, I think, liked a picture of Bryce Harper when it was announced that he was coming to Philly. Le'Veon Bell, I think, liked the picture, so Bryce must have saw that.
Le'Veon's ready to start stirring.
Yeah, hey, do what you got to do.
And
hey.
I'm ready to watch.
Hey, listen, if Howie makes the money work, nobody cares. Nobody cares if Howie makes the money work. Nobody is saying don't bring Le'Veon Bell to the Eagles. Are you kidding me?
Would you agree that he was trying to get him last year at the deadline?
Yes.
So if that's the case,
yes,
he values his talent. And like you said, you know what? It's good. The Jets are going to offer a lot of money. But if Howie lies in the weeds and the Jets are thinking like, oh, no one can compete with us. And right. Bam, you strike at the last minute.
Or
he's an Eagle.
Or, I mean, if it's close enough, does Le'Veon say I'd rather go play with Philly than to go play with the Jets?
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's more expensive to live in New York. The taxes are different.
You got a young quarterback in Sam Darnold. With a new coach, right? They got a new coach.
They have a new coach, yeah.
Oh,
what's Adam Gase?
Oh, yeah, come on.
Bug-eyed Gase, you don't want to play for him.
Yeah, you kidding me?
Or Doug, come on.
You can play for the Eagles, a better organization, and if you want New York, you're an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
You can go to New York whenever you want to.
I think he's coming.
You're going to live in Jersey regardless. How you going to live in New York?
the Twitter will break if Le'Veon Bell ends up an Eagle, man.
Hey, dude, I'm
broke yesterday.
I think Howie's laying in the weeds.
I agree with you.
He makes something happen.
I agree with you. And that's just like 2 weeks away.
He's not going to let the Eagles go without making a big move this offseason.
All right, back to the phones. Richard Magnolia. Hi, Richie. Hello, Rich.
Oh, hi. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Sorry.
You got it, man. What's up?
First time caller. How are you guys?
How are you?
What up, Rich?
I'm good. I'm super hyped about this Bryce Harper thing. The 120 days, however long it took, was hurting my heart. It took forever. And now that he's a Philly, it's making me hype about the Phillies again. You know, I busted out my hat, all my Phillies gear. I'm ready. I'm ready to get to the ballpark, you know, hang out, watch Harper shoot some dingers in the right field. That'd be nice. But
I can imagine that right field area is going to be crazy.
Yeah, right? I can't imagine there's any tickets for the rest of the season available there.
It's going to be some little group over there, right?
All right, so that's the question.
What's the name of the group that's going to be over there?
Ben, you're good at these things. Well, you're not, but... what's the group name in right field? You're good because you're not good.
Bryce's Bros or something.
Bryce's Bros.
That's too easy. But he is a bro.
He is a bro.
There's no question.
He's a bro and a dude.
He's always. Yeah. All right, so here's a Twitter question. Is he more of a bro or a dude? I think he's more of a dude than a bro.
He's more of a bro than a dude. Yeah. And he's had like three fights. I love that.
No, but, I mean, the thing I love about him...
He's had, like, three fights. When's the last time a Philly had a fight, honestly?
I can't remember.
Right?
No, I want to fight.
Rollins, Utley, or Howard never fought anybody.
Let me tell you something. There's a time... you should never throw at a guy's head. There's a time you should peg him in the ass.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's a time a pitcher should go up there and say, listen...
It's a stupid baseball rule, but y'all live by him.
No, it's not stupid. It's not stupid. But Bryce, if you remember, I did a ton of reading on the deal, how it was made and everything with Bryce. And one of the things that I read said that, like, listen, Bryce, guys have been pegging him just because he's Bryce Harper for years. And he never, like McCall Hamels pegged him.
Yeah.
Went right to first base. didn't sweat it.
But he's charged the mound a couple times.
But if he feels like it's not deserved, like when he took those pegs from Cole Hamels, he's like, that's respect. These guys are giving me respect because they know that how good of a player I am.
Right.
If he's getting hit and he's like, yo, that wasn't right.
Right.
He'll punch you.
Yeah, man.
So is it Bryce's bros? Is it over?
Bros. Now let's leave it. Somebody has to be a little more creative.
We'll leave it open ended. At Mark Chase WIP.
Ben got it on the first swing.
Yeah, but you know he's already been thinking about it. This is his kind of thing.
Bryce's bros.
He was in a fan group before, right, Ben? I know you're screening phone calls right now because we're busy.
Then we'll have the mask with the hair. I really envision the hair being a thing.
Yeah, because the mask makes it difficult to see. Mm-hmm. A hair.
Like the hair thing.
A wig.
Yeah.
You can do easily.
Yeah, I could see that being a thing.
And I'm halfway there with the hair right now.
You are, man.
I was trying to make it look more Bryce-y today. By the way.
I got no shot at making mine look Bryce-y.
Yeah, we can get you a, what about Don King wig? Would you put that on? He had good hair.
Man.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.